from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. The Columbia City Council will discuss a proposal to increase residents' water rates. The Columbia Missourian reports that if passed at the council meeting, which is pushed to tomorrow because of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the proposal would restructure the city's water billing system during the summer months. The proposed three-tier system determines a household's water rate based on how much water it consumed during the previous winter. The lowest tier would pay $2.86 per 100 cubic feet of water, 7 cents higher than the current water rate, and the highest would pay $6.02 per 100 cubic feet. Customers would be charged at the first tier rate until they've used 70% of their winter average. Any more water used that month up to 70% of the winter average would be charged at the second tier rate. Any additional water use would be charged at the third tier. Nearly 56,000 wildfires burned across the U.S. last year. An MU researcher is teaming up with scholars in Kansas and Georgia to develop drone technology to monitor and potentially predict the spread of wildfires. The Columbia Missourian reports that the $1.2 million research project that began last month aims to use drones to collect real-time data and send the information to firefighters to help contain wildfires. MU professor Ming Xin says the drones follow a simulation that can precisely predict where a fire will spread for the next 10 to 30 minutes. Missouri road officials say a 15-vehicle crash has blocked a section of Interstate 55 on the southeastern side of the state as snow swept through the area and slicked roads. The Missouri Department of Transportation issued the news of the pileup on its Twitter page around 4 p.m. Saturday. The department says the interstate near St. Genevieve was blocked because of the crash, which included a responding fire truck. Motorists were urged to find an alternative route. There was no immediate word on injuries. The department said crews hoped to clear the interstate's lanes within a few hours, but said snowfall was slowing the work. Officials say many roads in Missouri have been slicked over with ice from rain earlier in the day before conditions turned to snow and plummeting temperatures. The Missouri Museum honoring Winston Churchill will mark its 50th anniversary in May with events that include relatives from the famed British Prime Minister. Relatives of President Harry Truman, Dwight Eisenhower, and Richard Nixon are also scheduled to take part in the celebration May 3rd through 5th at the National Churchill Museum on the campus of Westminster College in Fulton, the town where Churchill delivered his famous Iron Curtain speech in 1946. The museum opened in 1969 and was formally recognized by Congress as America's permanent tribute to Churchill in 2009. The anniversary celebration will include a parade, lectures about Churchill, and exhibits of paintings by Churchill, Eisenhower, and Presidents John Kennedy and George W. Bush. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News Columbia.